It's time to get your news on. We are VK1 WIA.
Yes, here it comes, the national news from the WIA for week commencing October 13, 2024. And this week, 40-metre band planned harmonisation, WIA next steps explained by WIA Director Peter VK4EA. David VK4DN looks at the amateur radio community in discussion point. And do you know where your robot vacuum cleaner is right now? Now wait, there is much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Who listens to radio?
Wade, VK1MIC.
This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH.
Graham Alston, VK3GA.
I'm Peter, VK3YE.
I'm Marty, VK4 Kilo Charlie.
I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP.
Mark, VK6QI for the PLMBA Radio Group.
Hello, this is Peter, VK4EA, coming to you from Turrbal and Yagara country, the region known as Brisbane. The 40-metre band plan harmonisation. What's the next steps for the WIA? Following the 40-metre band plan harmonisation consultation conducted by the WIA, discussions have been taking place with the IARU Region 3 HF Band Plan Committee over the WIA findings. The IRAU Region 3 Subcommittee has now taken into consideration the work of the WIA and has decided that it would be beneficial if all the Region 3 Subcommittee deliver the new IRAU perspective paper directly into the IRAU Region 3 Conference to be held in Thailand in November. This approach was proposed so that all member societies can engage in discussion on the proposals freely at the conference, including the WI, based on whatever local feedback they receive. For the WIA, that means we will not be directly proposing the changes to the conference, thus giving us more freedom at the conference to act in the best interests of all radio amateurs in Australia. The WIA therefore invites its members and interested radio amateurs in Australia to provide feedback on the new IRU Region 3 paper to the WIA, which can then be taken forth to the conference. Amateurs in other countries within Region 3 should do likewise through their regional IRU member associations. To see what the IRU Region 3 subcommittee has proposed, you can obtain a copy of their paper from the IRU Region 3 website, the link in the text edition. And if you're in Australia, please forward your feedback to the secretary, the WIA secretary that is, and the email address, and Graham's going to kill me for this, is secretary@wia.org.au. And Peter will then collate member input and pass it on to the WI delegation attending this year's conference. And thanks for listening. This has been Peter, VK4EA, on behalf of the WIA board.
Australiana, urban myth or household fact? I think we first reported on this story way back in 2017. That story being that automatic robot vacuum cleaners could be hacked to spy on us. Every couple of years this resurfaces, and only last month the ABC reran the story. The ABC and Brisbane-based journalist Julian Fell claimed that professional hackers were able to hack a robotic vacuum cleaner. Most robotic vacuum cleaners and a lot of electric vehicles have a LIDAR object, L-I-D-A-R, based detection camera system that researchers claim are all vulnerable to professional hackers. At the end of the day, we are all vulnerable to attack when connected to a Bluetooth or Wi-Fi network for smart speakers, smart security cameras, smart light globes, smart coffee machines, smart alarm clocks, smart refrigerators. The smarty list goes on, and even some kids' toys and baby monitors are technically Internet of the Things devices, many of which have been able to be accessed by hackers and professional security companies who test for vulnerabilities. So just be careful which room of your house your robotic vacuum cleaner parks itself in of an evening.
We are VK1WIA.
Now David, VK4DN, looks at the amateur radio community in discussion point.
Blind amateurs on the air. Recently, I've had the opportunity to work with a couple of blind persons locally here in Brisbane. One was already an advanced station. They had not been on the air for something like 15 years. He didn't have any radio gear, had dropped out of the hobby, but had kept his call sign active. After learning about his situation, I told him not to worry. We'll organise a cheap little radio and a flower pot antenna and get him back on the air and accessed into all the local repeaters. Well, you should have seen his face light up. So I ordered a new little Bofang radio online, and I was able to get one for less than $30. As many of you will know, these little radios will announce what channel or frequency you're on, which is a big help if you can't see the display. After building the flower pot antenna, I visited his QDH, and with the help of his support worker, we installed it on a pole with a length of coax, and he's able to start chatting on the air. His wife has since contacted me to thank me for organising this for him, because it's made a huge difference in his life now that he's active again, and we're currently looking at some new radio equipment that'll be a much better setup for him. The other fellow we're helping is currently studying for his foundation. Once again, I was able to source a UV5R and a flower pot to allow him to listen until he gets his own call sign. He's an avid shortwave listener and often calls me on the phone to ask questions about something he's heard on the repeater or to remind me that a net is on. The point I'm making is that someone who's blind may sometimes feel very isolated, and on the air, no one would even know you're blind unless you tell them. In fact, many people living in our community without a disability often feel isolated or alone. I know a number of amateurs, myself included, who'll agree that the hobby's made a huge impact on our lives. I often like to say that we're not only members of a local radio club, we're also members of a local radio community. It's up to each of us to make everyone feel welcome and to do what we can to help them get them on the air and participate in this amazing hobby we call amateur radio. 73 from David, VK4DN.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. Starting with our thoughts for all suffering in the United States, civilians and ham radio ops alike, from the absolute devastation caused by Hurricanes Milton and Helene. Windlink operations are requesting all non-essential, that is, weekly nets and testing, cease until emergency traffic eases. That old proverb, it's an ill wind that blows nobody any good, may be incorrect after all. After radio proved essential for communications during recent disasters in the southeast of the USA, attorneys general from a dozen states are emphasising the importance of keeping AM radio in cars. They say Hurricane Helene highlights why AM radio is crucial in emergencies, and are urging Congress to pass legislation that would require automakers to keep AM radio in vehicle dashboards. During emergencies, it's vitally important that federal, state and local officials be able to deliver emergency warnings and other information to their citizens, the group writes. AM radio signals travel greater distances as compared to FM, and citizens can receive information via AM radio even when phone lines, electricity and cell phones are inoperable. The proposed AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act last month cleared its final committee hurdle and now awaits a vote in the full House. If passed, the bill will require the Secretary of Transportation to issue a rule requiring access to AM broadcast stations in motor vehicles. If they don't, car makers could be fined. The Sri Lankan amateur community has suffered the loss of two prominent amateurs who became silent keys one day apart. Versanth Garuj, 4 Sierra 7 Victor Golf, made a name for himself among prominent DXs not long after receiving his license in the mid-1970s. Twice he was president of the Radio Society of Sri Lanka, first from 2005 to 2007. And again from 2015 to 2016. The Rodeo Society referred to him as a cornerstone of the Sri Lankan amateur rodeo community. Four Sierra 7 Victor Golf died September 15, aged just 70. One day earlier, Sadipa Sepala, 4 Sierra 6 Sierra Alpha Delta, became a silent key. 4 Sierra 6 Sierra Alpha Delta was a dependable mentor to operators utilizing the digital modes or the automatic packet reporting system. He was, above all, a kind and respected mentor, according to the Rodeo Society website, which praised him for sharing his wide knowledge of astronomy, antenna theory, and rodeo science with hams and university undergraduates. He took a particular interest in encouraging young students to embrace rodeo science. Rest in peace, 4 Sierra 6 Sierra Alpha Delta and 4 Sierra 7 Victor Golf. In the UK, the RSGB are really leading the way, encouraging more and more youth into YOTA, Youngsters on the Air, by appointment of two new volunteer youth champion roles. Chris Aitken, Mike Zero Whiskey India Charlie, will be the RSGB's school youth champion, and Reese Williams, Mike Zero Whiskey Golf Yankee / Alpha Juliet 6 X-Ray Delta, will be the university youth champion. Chris is a computing science teacher at Wick High School, Caithness, and Reese represented the RSGB at the YOTA camp in Prague this year and sent back daily reports on his activities. Ben Lloyd, Golf Whiskey 4 Bravo Mike Lima, is the board liaison for youth activities. He says, "I welcome Chris and Reese to their new youth volunteer roles and look forward to working closely with them in the future to attract and grow RSGB youth membership." Alan, VK2 Charlie Oscar Delta, will be joining Cole, VK3 GTV, with lots more news as it relates to youth on the air a little further down this WIA National News Service. To Russia, Russian state media company VGTRK, which owns and operates the country's main national TV stations, was targeted in a massive cyber attack coinciding with President Vladimir Putin's birthday, born 7th of October 1952. The website of VGTRK, the All Russia State Television and Radio Broadcasting Company, was not loading early on Monday, and its Russia 24 rolling 24-hour news channel was not available online. Online broadcasting and internal services are down, and even the internet and telephony are not working. It's going to take a long time to fix, one source said. Speaking in Moscow, Maria Zakharova, a spokeswoman for the Russian Foreign Ministry, did not say who was behind the attack, but told reporters that Russian media had long since become targets. Moscow would raise the cyber attack in all international forums, including at UNESCO, the UN agency which promotes freedom of speech, Zakharova said. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2 LAW.
We are VK1 WIA. Now, operational news with VK4 FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Following meetings with Qantas directors and Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation leadership, the organisers of the CQ Worldwide Contest have restored eligibility for awards to qualifying amateurs from Russia and Belarus. That policy change took effect during the weekend of the CQ Worldwide Bridge Contest, which took place on the 28th and 29th of September. CQ Worldwide Contest Director John Dorr, K1AR, announced on the contest blog that the elimination of those operators' eligibility for award plaques, a decision made 2 years ago, was never formally incorporated into any contest rules. It was merely a policy statement. That policy is no longer in effect, bringing the contest into alignment with so many other competitions around the world. This weekend, on Now. Oceania CWDX Contest, 12th. CW, the second full weekend in October each year from 0600 hours UTC Saturday to 0600 hours UTC Sunday. Log deadline for all phone and CW logs, 31 October. International Earth Moon Earth Contest, 0000 hours UTC on Saturday through 2359 hours UTC Sunday. 50 to 1296 MHz, October 19, 20, and November 16, 17. Work as many amateur stations as possible via the Earth Moon Earth Path on any authorised amateur frequency in the bands for the specific weekends. EMU logs due back to the ARRL December 17. VHF UHF Field Day, Spring 2024. 0100 hours UTC, Saturday 23 November. Through 0059 hours UTC, Sunday 24 November. ARRL 160 MHz CW. December 6 to 8 is the date. Begins 2200 hours UTC Friday, ending 1559 hours UTC Sunday. This is a 42-hour period with no time limitation. Logs must be returned within 7 days. 10-meter ARRL contest. For amateurs worldwide to exchange QSO information with as many stations as possible on the 10-meter band. Second full weekend of December starts 0000 hours UTC Saturday, runs through 2359 hours UTC Sunday, December 14-15. Again, as in most ARRL tests, logs are to be completed and returned within 7 days. Yoda Contest. Youth on the Air Contest 3 through will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 29 December on the 5 classic bands CW and SSB. DX Window to the World, Somalia. The DX position that almost was. As I mentioned a week or two back, the story was going to be published, why 603T did not go as planned. Well, the 603T team are now home and have written that very comprehensive story as to what actually happened to them. You can read about their misadventure by downloading this link. Have a read far too much detail for even a more full 30-minute broadcast. And of course, that story is in the link in our text editions. Best read at wia.org.au. Special call sign PH80LIB will be in use from various locations until the 10th of November to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Southern Netherlands in the autumn of 1944. PH80LIB will be on the 80 to 10 meter bands using SSB, CW and digital modes. QSL Special Event Station PH80LIB via the Bureau. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of Radio Belgrade, the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club is active as YT100RB and YU1924RB until November 30. For details of a certificate that is available, see yu1ano.org. In the world of DX, be listening for members of the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club throughout the year. Operating as HB20SP, the club is marking its 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, no Bureau QSLs, but you can use the logbook of the world. And HB20SP runs until December 31. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air and other adventure groups. POTA Activity Weekend is October 19 to 20. Four times a year, POTA encourages activators and chasers alike to support local parks by getting out and having fun. The next Activity Weekend runs this coming weekend, October 19th and 20th UTC, with the following Activity Weekend scheduled for January 18 to 19 next year. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, FAITH. Combining the often separated worlds of faith and technology, the newly released book, Jesus, Faith and Antennas by Gerald Tausch, offers an innovative perspective that bridges ham radio, electronics and faith through a personal and technical journey. Aimed at amateur radio enthusiasts and readers interested in both technology and spirituality, This book provides a comprehensive guide to transmitting radio signals across multiple antennas while reflecting on life's deeper questions of belief, morality, and human connection. In Jesus, Faith, and Antennas, the author takes readers on a dual journey, one through decades of hands-on experience with radio and electronics, and another into more philosophical realms. The core of the book introduces a revolutionary technique for transmitting signals across multiple antennas, a method that challenges traditional amateur radio practices and is presented with clear, step-by-step instructions. The practical guidance opens up new possibilities for hobbyists and professionals alike, especially those seeking innovative approaches to antenna configuration and signal transmission. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. IARU handles 1,000th request for amateur satellite frequency. The International Amateur Radio Union, which coordinates the radio frequencies used by ham radio satellites, announced that it recently processed request number 1,000 for a satellite frequency. IARU's Satellite Frequency Coordination Panel has faced new challenges in recent years with the increasing popularity and growth of CubeSats. With less onerous costs to launch these small satellites, the focus has been on carefully managing the spectrum and ensuring minimal interference with terrestrial services. The IARU issued a statement saying, "As Earth's orbit becomes more crowded, the IARU's work in frequency coordination will remain critical for future missions." Worldwide Special Interest Group's IOTA. For those of you who use QSO matching to retrieve IOTA matching via club log, please note, now you need to enter a one-time application password available from the club log website. Once you've copied and pasted this app password into the field on the IOTA page, continue as normal. So in short, you don't use your club log password anymore. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, with Alan, VK2COD.
Thank you, Cole. Hot on the heels of my brother Alex's article in this month's AR magazine, where he wrote about a possible youth section in the Remembrance Day contest for 2025. Now comes the great news from the Oceania DX contest committee. Four new late awards have been added to the Oceania contest this year. Youth Multi-Operator Phone and CW Awards, Youth Phone and CW Single Operators Awards. And of course this weekend is the CW section. The Oceania DX committee has been scrambling to get everything in place to bring these important awards to life for the 2024 contest. They welcome the opportunity to promote youth in amateur radio and hope that we have a great contest. A reminder to all this year's JODA / JODI is on the next weekend. This year's theme is Scouts for a Greener World. For more details and activities, locations across Australia, please visit vkjodajodi.com. For VK1WIA National News, I am Alan, VK2COD in Sydney.
Thanks, Alan, and I'll have a little more JODA news still to come. Continuing with some Scouts and Guides news, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Scouting. The Duchess of Edinburgh spoke live with one of the stranded astronauts aboard the International Space Station as she visited an historic motoring and aviation museum. Sophie was joined by brownies, guides and rangers as she made radio contact with Sunita Williams at Brooklands Museum in Surrey Saturday week. The event was part of a wider day of activities for the children, aiming to promote the engagement and involvement of girls and young women in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, STEM. EME, Earth, Moon, Earth. On Friday, the 18th of October, and Saturday, 19th of October, just this coming week, Vingalo Radio Telescope will once again function as an online Earth, Moon, Earth, EME, relay station for JODA. Jamboree on the Air. This is a single-dish radio telescope in the northeastern Netherlands. It will be online between 1700 UTC and approximately 2230 UTC so that the JOTA participants can send messages to each other via the moon. The frequency on which the JOTA groups transmit is 432.050 MHz. This year, in addition to the 70 centimeter band I just mentioned, They'll also stream part of the 23-centimetre band, 1296 to 1298 megahertz. Of course, non-JOTA stations can also use this opportunity to test equipment. QRP EME. For example, a single Yagi antenna with sufficient elements with approximately 50 watts transmitting power can be considered. Now, I can hear you saying 50 watts isn't QRP, but EME typically requires a lot of antenna gain and or TX power. So with a single Yagi and 50 watts, this is often sufficient in this situation as the Vingolo telescope is such a sensitive receiver, and because of this, they do ask that the non-JOTA EME stations to transmit around 432.100 MHz or higher so that the weak JOTA stations will not be hindered. These signals are offered over the internet by means of the Camera Web SDR, that's spelt C-A-M-R-A-S, and as I understand it, it's pronounced in Dutch as Camera, with a silent S, and stands for the C.A. Muller Radio Astronomy Site, or System. You can watch via the link in our written word, and remember to have installed the special decoder software WSJTX. The Scouts use the mode JT65 and Sub-B in WSJTX, and at the same time, the option EME delay must be enabled so that the required 2.5-second delay is used. This delay is necessary to take into account the transmit time of the moon echoes. So between parks and JOTA events, there should be plenty of activity on the bands next weekend. Hopefully, I'll catch some of you on the air. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. In southwest Western Australia, it can be heard on 160 metres on 1845 kHz. At 0600 local time during summer and 0700 local time during winter. I'm Phil, VK6 Golf X-Ray in Kijikanup.
Okay, let's see what's happening on the social scene. Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society, the 2024 Hamfest, Sunday, October 13 is the date, and I've got to tell you, that's today. Location, Country Paradise Parklands, 231 Beaudesert Narang Road at Narang. In VK5, AREG's Radio and Electronics Sale, Saturday, October 26, 10 a.m, David Roche Park at Kilbourne. And VK7, the Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3.
Get ready for an electrifying weekend on November the 2nd and 3rd. The Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre at the University of Tasmania Sandy Bay campus will be buzzing with excitement as the 2024 Tassie Hamicon Amateur Radio Conference launches. This year's theme, Innovation in Amateur Radio, and we've lined up an incredible group of presenters to inform and inspire. Ever thought about bouncing signals off ionised lightning trails? Well, Rex VK7MO has, and he's diving into this cutting-edge propagation mode. Curious about controlling a remote station? Kyle AA0Z has you covered. And interested in measuring electromagnetic energy or using high power? Well, Phil VK2ASD will show us how. Plus, I understand there is a huge announcement from the WIA that you won't want to miss. Check out the link on the email edition of this broadcast for full details. Don't wait. Bookings close October 25th and spots are filling fast. Innovation in amateur radio awaits. Secure your spot today.
Thanks, Justin. From VK7 to the mainland and VK3, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Alambi Avenue at Rosebud. And skipping ahead to 2025, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association's 50th anniversary will be held in Glen Waverley, July 26. For details, email president@alara.org. And that takes us to the end of WIA National News for another week. I'm Graham, VK4BB, reminding you to walk softly.
This is VK1 WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.